Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Well, if you're not one of us, then you must be one of them. And if you're one of them, well, we can't have that now, can we? You know what kind of cracks me up is when I watch the media, it seems like they focus and they really want to turn the screws on somebody that doesn't fit. And you can look at a number of recent stories, and maybe I'll go into that a little bit. The whole purpose I wanted to bring this up is that if we just watch the media, we are going to be seeing things through one lens glass. And I don't know if that's always a good thing. To be honest, I don't think it's a good thing at all, because we get manipulated by what we see. And you wonder why they don't cover other things. There are things they will totally ignore, and yet they'll cover things and almost turn us so we have an opinion one way or the other to get us manipulated to be upset, almost to divide us. It seems like to me, like they're trying to divide or distract us so we don't really focus on other things. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but I also want to promote a couple of events coming up at the Dale Thomas Center in Rabbit River, which is just right next to the Hillcrest Motel. If you don't know where that is, it's just outside of Rapid. If you're coming from the west, you just go through Rapid, get to the top of the hill. It's just before the school, the turnoff for the school. Obviously, if you're coming the opposite way, it's on the right-hand side, and you would turn just after the school entrance on the right-hand side. It's a little facility, and it's just a great place for different events. Saturday, we're going to have an event with Reverend Debbie, and it's a night with the angels, and we're going to invite you out 6:30. The doors open, $15. Event will start about 7 o'clock. She's going to do group readings. She's going to give away a lot of her CDs. She has a number of CDs that she's done that are meditation. It's an angel meditation CD. First 25 people get that. Mindy, our good buddy Mindy, is going to be with us. So we're looking forward to working with her again. But this is just really a chance for maybe you to have some contact or see how this process works. She's going to explain a lot of things. She'll take questions and answers. And I don't know how many people we expect to get there, but part of the proceeds also donated right back to Dale Thomas Center. And then we have Songs in the Key of Life, which is going to take place Tuesday, May 20th at 6 at Dale Thomas Center. It's a catered dinner event, limited to 40 people. The cost for the night is $30 a person. Of course, that includes your dinner. And John is a very inspirational speaker. And, of course, Kathy, her music touches your soul. So if you want to reserve for that, 474-7027. That is a phone number you can call. I believe that would probably ring out at the Hillcrest. And then a portion of the proceeds, again, will go back to Dale Thomas Center. So that's coming up on a Tuesday night, the 20th. Just a couple of events that we have coming in the near future, and I wanted to give those a little bit of a plug. So the us versus them. You know, it's like I will watch different things that happen on TV, and it seems like the media really wants to get you all riled up. And it seems like they really want to go after like a race thing. They really, really don't. I don't know if they cover all aspects of things. And I also look at, here's a good example. And this is tragic. And I'm not trying to make light of it. Trayvon Martin. He was shot and he was killed by Zimmerman. There's no doubt. Was it first degree murder? Well, they couldn't prove that. And from what I heard is that the prosecuting, they went for that. It had to be first degree or nothing. And that's why he got off. Well, you know that's going to upset people. I saw one of those shows where they're talking to a bunch of lawyers. And this one guy said, well, they're trying to throw this case. And all the other lawyers that were being interviewed said, what are you talking about? And he said, why would you go first degree when there's no way you can prove that? You know, at best, this is second degree or manslaughter. Why would you not have that option? And as you know, as a person who's been on a jury before, and what little I saw of this, that's where I probably would have went, because you don't know if this was first degree. It's, It's people's word against others. And so you wonder, you know, would they deliberately do that to try to start almost like a race war? Because obviously a lot of people were upset when he walked away, and he should have been found guilty of something from what it appears, not to judge the situation, but just from what it appears. And yet that was never on the table. And now you go back to the 90s when O.J. Simpson got off, and look at how upset people were about that. And that seemed to divide races. And people couldn't understand how he could get off with this new thing called DNA evidence at the time. And, of course, you know, there was a juror who spoke out years later, said, well, you know, Mark Furman was involved in that, and he planted a glove. I believe he couldn't be trusted because he lied. So how do they know he didn't plant evidence? And I think that's a good point. But none of that was brought out after. It took years. So our media, are they trying to rile us up? And why would they do that? And I'm not blaming all the network media. I'm just saying that it sure appears that there's an agenda not to cover the types of things that I talk about on this show, which some of them are a little more, you know, bizarre. But there's so many witnesses that have seen UFOs. I've had a friend tell me, and I don't know how he knew this, but he found out that the networks will not talk about UFOs. They will not. They ignore it. If somebody's got a story, and there's so many stories out there. I don't know how you can act like this doesn't happen. At least look into it. And they won't touch that at all. And most people that have these incidents pretty much know. They know now. It's like if you talk about it, you know, you're kind of made to look like a yo-yo. The only truth I would say is that you find is going to be in the smaller areas where there's not a, seems like a blackout. And people, you know, reporters will come if they're from a local TV station, and they'll talk about that. But does it make its way to the networks? No. They would rather cover things that are going to incite a race war or cause hatred. Another good example is the Democrats versus the Republicans in this country. Those of you from outside the country have your own. There's always one group that's against another, us versus them. And I look at both parties, and I see good in both, and I see things that I don't care for. And if I belong to one of those, I'd be a hypocrite because there's nothing completely that I agree with on either party. And I see both sides, in my opinion, manipulating people and then also keeping us caught in this constant us versus them mentality. Well, if you're this, then that makes you this. And we label and we turn against each other instead of uniting. And by uniting, perhaps we can see what's really going on. And see that we're being manipulated in some way. And, you know, manipulation always is done for what reason? To control us. It really is. So whether you call yourself one certain thing or another, whether it's religion-based, you know, we all have these things that we hold dear to heart. And I just look at it as, don't we accept everybody? Shouldn't we accept everybody? There's nothing wrong with calling people out and being honest with what they're doing or what you think they're doing. But we don't have to, it seems like people want to strangle each other because you don't share their beliefs. And I'm thinking, how do you know your beliefs are right? How do you know? And I see that when you step back from all of it, and if you've done your homework on these kind of things, you know that there's a greater agenda. At least I believe there is a greater agenda to keep us from seeing what we really need to see. And if we're in this a time of awakening, which I've talked about this before with many people, and they've been trying to keep us from awakening because darkness has ruled things for a long time, and they want to continue to do that. But if there's an agreement on the table from 2012 and beyond that light was going to start ruling and darkness would eventually have to leave. And it's just part of what we've chosen to experience here. So if darkness, its time is to go, and it says, you know what? It's like a little kid. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. What's going to happen? It's going to create turmoil and continue to do so. And does it have the ability to affect politicians, news media? Absolutely. It's been running the show for a long time. Don't you think it's involved in all those things? Look at what's presented to us. And we don't hear about a lot of the really amazing stories that go on out there that are filled with love. You know, I had a really, it was through email, an interesting conversation with a man who represents a couple different authors. And I'm hoping to get an author on. She's a mother of a child that was tragically killed at Newtown, in a Newtown massacre. And from what I briefly heard or read in this email, is that the mother has been getting messages from her son. And I got to believe, obviously, from the other side, I didn't really talk in detail to this individual. But, and he's basically saying not to forget, don't forget about peace and love. And you would think if you were taken, if your life was taken, and you went to the other side, would that be the message? It's not about revenge. It's not. And we're caught up in that here. We're caught up about in revenge. I'm right, you're wrong, when the real message is love. And a lot of people will say, these events happen to teach us that. And I look at that and I go, wow, that's really cool when somebody could say that, because I think that's what's going on. So there may be a lot of tragedies. And there may also be those out there that are trying to manipulate us and have us see things a certain way. And I guess I challenge you, it's up to you. I'm not trying to manipulate you. You do whatever you want. But I challenge you to maybe look at things a little differently. And don't believe everything you see just because it's on TV. Here's another event that I'm looking at through a wider lens. Vladimir Putin and the Russians annexing Crimea. And I had people say to me, what that lousy Putin, what a rotten... You know, the thing is, if we did that, the United States, nobody has a problem with that. Oh, we're helping these people be free. But if Russia does that, and I don't know all the circumstances behind it, but they're painting Russia like it's Germany and World War II, and it's like, come on, really? I don't think so. When was the last time Russia invaded anywhere? And from what I can see of it, these people, they wanted to get back to Russia. So our media and the world, the United Nations, has painted the Russians and their president as a dictator who's going in and taking back a country against its will, when all he's doing is trying to incorporate the Russian, majority of Russian people who feel left out of Ukraine. Now, I may have this completely wrong. I don't study it. But that's what I took away from it. And I just know that they're going to present things one way, and we're all going to jump on board, a lot of us, and maybe we're not getting the whole truth. You know, a part of me also thinks that way. How do you feel about the Malaysian flight? Do you still think something's not right with that? You know, Reverend Debbie talked about that. She felt it went down in the sea. I don't know. My feeling that there's something more to this, and I've talked with a few different people, and what is this trying to... What are they trying to do? Are they trying to pull something on us? I know it's almost like you get a little bit leery. Or are they, is it really what it is? It just went down. Part of me just really feels, and I trust my feeling, that there's more to this than we're being told, whether it's something deliberate or they're just keeping something from us. And a lot of people have suggested even that they had a UFO incident, and if that was the case, then I could see where they would cover it up. I could see where if somehow they had an incident and the plane went in the sea, they could make it look like an accident, I guess. Maybe something more happened. You know, there was a show I did a few years ago about an event that took place back in 1952 or 53, and it was called the Kinross Incident. And I'm not suggesting this is what happened with the Malaysian flight. But who knows? But a jet was scrambled out of, not far from here, Kinross, Michigan. And there was a UFO or something unidentified over Lake Superior. And as the jet went to intercept it, there was more than one radar operator that reported that said the jet looked like it got absorbed by whatever this object was. Now, later, the government tried to pass it off as a Canadian plane, cargo plane, and the Canadians said, nope, we didn't have anybody there. It took years for the truth to come out on this. You know, at first they just passed it off as that. And so, you know, I interviewed Gord Heath, and he has memories of that incident, as strange as that might sound. He has memories of being aboard, and so he's got a connection with that that's totally unique. But he has also done a lot of research. And I look at this event that happened with Malaysia. I don't know. I'm just speculating what it could be. And perhaps it could be something like that, or maybe not at all. Maybe it just went down somewhere. You know, the story keeps changing. We just don't trust. People are beginning not to trust what they hear. And maybe that's a good thing in a way. And then I watch them, you know, it's another thing that kind of bothers me, and I shouldn't probably watch it. I don't watch it that often. Once in a while, I'll put on CNN or something, and they'll get up right in the face of these people who just lost someone and put a camera, put a microphone. And of course, these people are emotional. And they know that that leads to better TV. What surprises me is that these people are really upset with the Malaysian government for not having a better explanation and not having answers. And the thing is, sometimes in life you don't. They make it seem like everything is guaranteed. And I look back at history, and it's like, how many people have lost their life in history, and we never knew anything that would happen to them? Back in the days before we had mass media, all the ships that went down during World War II, well, we had mass media then, but World War I, the Civil War, all these different things that took place, and you didn't always have closure. And that seems to be the thing, is that, oh, I have to have closure. Closure is an inside job, the way I look at it. So while it's nice to have a physical body that you can go and see and have a funeral for or have a gravesite, if everything works out perfect, then that's going to be the case. But it may not always be. And does that make these people any less loved by God? Or any? Do they go to a bad place? Or does any of that really matter? And when you look at it from the biggest picture, and I don't think it does. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want to be able to not see my loved ones, you know. But I would also understand that sometimes you don't always have, you don't always get the answer to everything. And you don't always recover bodies, as sad as that may seem. All you have to do is look at history. All the unmarked graves from the different wars. Even civilians, you know. People never found out. The good news is, from a deeper perspective, you will find out. Because every soul goes on, I believe. And so, let's say, you know, something happens to me, they never find me, you know, which could happen with some of the things I talk about. But people say, boy, what happened to TJ? I sure wish I could have saw him one more time or got to view his body or whatever. And then when they cross, you know, they pass, then we'll meet up. And they go, oh, there you are. What happened to you back there? Ah, you know what? Took a bad turn. And here I am. Well, it's good to see you're okay. Well, of course I'm okay. Because my soul's eternal, and you can't destroy that. So my whole purpose of doing this show was just to maybe get people to see things just a little differently, because I've worked in media for a long time. And, you know, granted, most of my experience has been in smaller markets, but that's good, because I've seen how we do it in a smaller market. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't change it around to manipulate the truth to make it more interesting. We just tell it like it is in most of our newscasts. And I'm not trying to knock the networks. I think they do a fabulous job, very talented people, and the people that work for them are just doing their job. But you have to wonder how much manipulation goes on. And if we see that in our reality shows, if we see that in maybe some of our broadcasts, maybe we're going to start seeing the world a little differently. And maybe just, you know, it's up to you, but maybe look at as many different sources as you can and see what they have to say. Maybe I don't know squat. How about that? We'll have another show coming up soon, a regular show, and we'll get that on. And then a couple more fascinating shows down the road. So thank you for listening. Feel free to share your ideas and comments. And even if you have a story and you want to talk to me, you know what? I'd like to hear it. I really would. Take care.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.